Before we get started, I want to let you in on a little secret. In 2011, when I initially started my business, my driving force, contrary to what most people think a driving force of entrepreneurship is, was not money. My driving force was not to make a boatload of money. My driving force about 10 years ago when I set out to work for myself was to create discretionary time. To be able to do what I wanted, when I wanted, with who I wanted. And this stemmed from me working in a typical corporate environment, which was great, had a good salary, had a nice office, but I did not control my time, minus, lunch break or getting home after five, things like that. I wanted to be able to go to brunch with my family on a random Tuesday morning, or go out to the pool with my laptop and do work while I sat out, maybe had a drink and relaxed, and just overall have the time to do the things that I wanted when I wanted, and knowing that it would take hard work, that it would pay off. And I think a lot of the people that we work with have similar type goals. They're not necessarily driven by a dollar figure, but driven by the ability to do what you want, when you want, how you want, with who you want. That freedom and flexibility that comes from entrepreneurship, knowing that you can work hard, but also play hard. If that resonates with you and you have an online store or you're starting an online store and you want our team's help growing it to give you the ability to have that discretionary time, then go to storerecipe.com. That's storerecipe.com. The reason it's the recipe is we'll work with you on implementing what we call our sales success recipe to growing a successful online store. All right, I'll see you in the next episode. If you ever talk to somebody about their goals, athlete, entrepreneur, whatever, you hear it's very cliche to say that someone is striving to be the best, right? I want to be the best. I want to be number one in my industry. I want to be the best at what I do. And there's nothing wrong with that. But the chances of being the absolute best, of being the LeBron James or the Tiger Woods or the Jeff Bezos or the Elon Musk of your industry or of what you do, are very slim. So then what do you do? What's the alternative? Well, the alternative is, and I kind of learned this concept from Charlie Munger, who is I think he's the business partner of Warren Buffett. But he always talks about just not being stupid with what you do, just avoiding mistakes, right? Not making dumb mistakes is a better way to success than hitting a home run, right? Most people want to hit the home run, they want to be the best, whereas a more probable path to success is just avoiding catastrophe, avoiding dumb mistakes. And actually, you can take this lesson a bit further in business and in life. And I think it's a great lesson that resonates with me, and I think will resonate with you as well, is instead of trying to be the best or trying to hit the home run, just avoid the worst, avoid getting the out, right? So you don't have to be The Rock with huge muscles and a six pack. Just avoid being, completely obese and unhealthy. You can be a normal guy or a normal female or however, whatever you want to say. So for me, I like to stay in shape and work out, but I'm definitely by no means The Rock, but I'm okay if I have a decent looking dad bod, if you want to say, right? So my goal is not to have the six pack and be shredded. My goal is just not to be completely obese and not to be a stick figure, right? I just want to have a normal body shape that I'm comfortable with. And same thing with business. Instead of trying to be the eight-figure company, just focus on staying in business and consistently having five or six-figure months or whatever it is. This doesn't mean you don't strive for your goals. It means you just want to avoid the worst. Avoid going out of business. Avoid being obese. Avoid making terrible investments that set you back, and instead make just consistent investments. Yeah, you may not hit the home run and invest in the home run stock, but just avoid making terrible investments that wipe away all your money, right? So if you start thinking like this, you can get out of the mindset of, again, trying to be the best, trying to hit the home run, and instead a more realistic mindset of, hey, I just need to avoid the worst of whatever this situation is, because I'm okay, you know, being good or middle of the pack, because the goal isn't to be the best. And if you are the best, that's great. The goal is just to avoid the worst. You want to avoid going out of business. You want to avoid being obese and completely unhealthy and getting, you know, diseases and things like that. You want to avoid terrible investments, things like that. You don't have to make the best investment ever and pick the winning stock. Just avoid that disaster. So that's the lesson here. Nothing wrong with wanting to be the best and hit a home run, but sometimes a base hit, or even getting a walk, can take you a long way.